Blog Talk Radio.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap. But we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is no exception, and there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this ship and get this damn freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Oh, God almighty. Will Lerner testify? Well, we don't know. Issa now, he's out there running, you know, he loves his little committee hearings, which have produced nothing, by the way. I did criticize him on that. Guy, I mean, anymore, I mean, now he looks weak. Holds the attorney general in contempt. What the hell does that mean? How come the man didn't lose his job? Mr. Boehner, why weren't there something you could have done as soon as you became Speaker of the House? Well, we can't do that. Well, because he's black. We would look racist. Stop worrying about what the hell stupid MSNBC is telling you, how you think and how you feel about what the hell goes on. Stupid television? Television? Stop worrying about what the hell's going on in television. Start worrying about what the hell's going on in the Capitol building where you work. Take a look around you, Mr. Boehner. Your state isn't really doing all that hot. Remember when, and I know because I've been there, I've done every damn job you could possibly think of. Well, I was a tool salesman for a while. We went ran around and had my own accounts. It was basically running your own business, and it was fun. And I learned a lot, met a lot of cool people. It was fun, but it just wasn't, you know, had enough. But several times, one of their main headquarters was in Ohio. Close to Cleveland. Remember when Cleveland, Ohio was industrial? I mean, that was where industry was. Remember when Detroit, when they made cars in Detroit? I mean, fine, things evolve, people move out, different businesses moved here and there, but the way they moved out and why they moved out, now that That right there is where the problem is. Yes, Mr. Schultz. That Eddie Schultz. What a just a yutz. Shut up. Just shut up. Blaming Republicans for the demise of Detroit. Now, how the hell can you blame Republicans for Detroit when they've had, what, one Republican? In all 70 years of Democratic rule, Democratic reign. But it's the Republicans, because they moved their businesses outside the United States. Well, they couldn't afford to conduct business in the United States, Mr. Schultz. Maybe if you did a little homework. Maybe if you actually took time to evaluate both sides of the issue before you started running your fat yap about it. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, Lerner's going to testify. Well, no, she's not. Well, now maybe she will. But she's only going to give the fifth. Well, that's not testifying. She might show up, but do you really think that she's going to come up there and spill the beans? I mean, Mr. Issa probably heard the attorney say something, and he started salivating, slobbering all over himself, like just a slobbering idiot. So he goes on Fox News with that, just that milquetoast. I'm sorry, but I'm just, you know, people, when they talk about Fox News being so, you know, ultra conservative, and I'm just like, would you shut up? But what the hell is his name now? See, this is what happens when you think of liberals. They just, you know, your brain just farts. Whatever his name is, Chris something, whatever. I keep thinking Matthews. God, that's another idiot. Chris Wallace. So Ice is up there. Oh, yeah. Lerner's going to, she's going to testify. Oh, yeah, I'm so big and strong. I say you're going to do it, and by God damn, you're going to do it. I got a pen and a phone just like the president. No, Mr. Issa, you don't have a backbone. That's what you have. All your stupid little committee hearings, where they've produced what? Well, we got some answers. No, you didn't. And the answers that you did get, what did you do with them? Well, we hold the Attorney General in contempt. Oh, really? He still goes to work every day? Still getting the same pay? He's got a nice benefit package. He's not in Obamacare because he's got the good stuff. He's got the real health care. Certainly not in a jail cell. So again, what have all these cockamamie hearings? I don't care who the stupid chairman is. I really don't care. But what have any of these stupid hearings? What do they ever bring? What do we ever get by them? I mean, if you're going to have these stupid congressional hearings, well, there needs to be some weight. Otherwise, don't do it. Stop wasting the American people's time by going up there acting like you're all big and tough. Then when it comes time to actually show that you're big and tough, well, you drop trowel and surrender. You give in. This is why the American people are pissed. You gave in to all this liberalism. George Bush W., he gave in to that crap. His father opened the door for this Agenda 21. See, politicians, they're not talking about it now because it's been implemented. See, they do these things and then they, you know, but it won't get implemented for another 10 years or something, you know, 8 years or something, when the public's forgotten about it. Before they know it, they've lost their car, their home, their job, their insurance, their this, their that, their livelihoods. Well, how the hell did we get here? Well, you know, when you're sitting on the couch eating Cheetos, watching the Kim Kardashian show, things like that kind of happen. And I'm to blame, too. I didn't know all this crap was going on. Again, why should I have to do this? I've got a constitution that tells me I'm free. Why do I have to keep up on this stuff? Don't we have enough lawyers there in Congress that somebody can say, wait a minute, this is unconstitutional? We can't do this? Throw a stink? Well, we get them every now and then, but those are the frauds. Those are the troublemakers. No, those are the representatives. See, a representative, well, represents its constituents. A representative does not represent themselves. And you have the audacity, Mr. King, to call Mr. Cruz a fraud? Really? A big old fat fraud. How about you, Mr. King? How about your fraudulent ways? So will Lerner testify? Well, God only knows. I got an article here, and it seems to be like changing by the minute, so God only knows what it is now. Look, as far as I'm concerned, and I think just anybody with any kind of common sense, but then again, there's that damn CS word, common sense. We can't have that. Well, why? Well, because that's going to make sense, and something might actually get accomplished. Don't you understand where the government? I don't think there's enough grog on planet Earth. It's going to get me in a good mood today. I woke up in a pretty good mood. We're supposed to have like gazillions of inches of snow. Then it keeps lowering down. So we're in the, where I am in sunny Deer Park, New York. All the projections are saying 3 to 6. We got a little dusting last night, but there's nothing. I'm waiting for this big giant storm of the century. They always do that. It first started out anywhere from 2 to 18 inches. Now, how the hell do you go from 2 to 18? Well, depending on the area. I don't care about the other area. I care about where I am. What the hell's it going to do here on Long Island? Like I'm supposed to worry about what it's going to do in Liechtenstein? Well, partly cloudy with a chance of snow and partly this or maybe a wintry mix. I don't give a damn. Maybe a 2 to 18 inches. What the hell does that mean? Just tell me what the hell we're going to get here. Well, now you got to go through all these websites and find all these charts and graphs and crap. And it keeps changing by the second, so I don't know what we're going to do. We don't know if Lerner's going to testify. We don't know if it's going to snow. I know a lot of places are getting, maybe it's just not here yet. I don't know. But I love the snow. I hope it snows 6 feet. Shut this entire damn island down. Just shut her on down. Maybe you should do that in D.C. They're supposed to get snow, too. So they're probably going to get a lot more than we are. Good. Shut the government down. They actually get more accomplished when they're shut down, except for when they are shut down. They do spend more money. How the hell does a government spend more money shutting down and being shut down than they do if they were to remain open? No, we don't have a spending problem, according to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but, I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. How do you do that? This woman is just, why is she in Congress? That doesn't even make any sense.
She's incoherent.
Shut up, Nance. All right, shut up. I do not want to listen to you. I have no tolerance or no patience for... What the hell is that? Mumbling, stumbling, God almighty. Spit it out. The problem is, sweetheart, you just have absolutely no friggin' idea what the hell it is you're saying. Somebody asks you a question. You don't know the answer. And if you spill the beans and tell the truth, well, you can't do that. You see, that would make you look bad. Well, you are bad. Oh, that's over 2,000. Oh, you can keep your talking to me, but, and the ifs and buts. But. What are you, a Model T there, sweetheart? But. Shut up. Idiot. So Daryl Issa now, the turncoat, the Tory, chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Or should I say the ex-chairman? You want reform in your government, Mr. Issa? Well, then stop voting for cloture so the Democrats can pass a bill so you can vote against it and tell your little constituents, yeah, I voted against it. No, you voted for it because you wanted it to get passed. Just so you can say, I told you so. Well, look, after your people are your constituents, I should say. I don't mean people as in, you know, they think of it as that. People as the peasants, the property, the subjects. But your constituents, your voters, they've lost their jobs and their homes and their way of life and their quality of life. Also, you can tell the president, I told you so. Maybe then you can win an election in 2016. I'm looking ahead. No, you're not looking ahead. You're looking up your ass. That's wrong. I don't care what reasons you did this for, Mr. Issa. And Boehner, what the? I mean, that's not Speaker of the House material. I'm sorry. But you were made Speaker of the House, not to surrender, but to fight, for Christ's sakes. Not for nothing, but... And Daryl Issa, I'm sorry, but no, enough with your stupid committee hearings. Now you get embarrassed, you go on TV... salivating and slobbering all over yourself. You got drool and foam and all kinds of... You look rabid. Huffing and puffing and panting and all moist and sticky that Lois Lerner is going to testify because you're so tough you threatened her with a subpoena. Then we find out, well, she's not going to testify. Then we find out, well, she might. And then that she will, but she'll plead the fifth. And now, as we don't know, Lois Lerner should be in front of a grand jury, not a stupid committee hearing. And if you are going to have a stupid committee hearing, well, at least have that committee, well, have some weight. Have some weight behind it. Otherwise, why do it? Oh, so Congress can find out. Congress can find out what? That all the witnesses pleaded the fifth? Yeah, you found out a lot of information, didn't you? And then when you do get information, what do you do with it? Why does the Attorney General still have his job? Why was Lois Lerner allowed to retire with full benefits? Your committee has no weight behind it, Mr. Issa, unless you do something about it. And if you do have the power, well, then do it. If you're going to hold her in contempt, you're going to hold the Attorney General in contempt. Okay, you hold me in contempt. They throw me in the can until I spill the beans. How come the Attorney General wasn't thrown in jail? He's in contempt. You wouldn't have any trouble throwing me. You wouldn't have trouble throwing anybody else in that can, but oh no, Lois Lerner can't do that. Why? Well, what? Well, what? You're in contempt. And if you've got any hair left on your schmeckle at all, Mr. Issa, when and if you ever get this woman to sit before your court and testify, you need to hold her feet to the ground. She starts telling a whole big pack of freaking lies that you know for a fact are and can prove it, or she doesn't say anything at all. Well, you get the master at arms or the sheriff or whoever the hell you got up there. I'm sure you got Secret Service. You've got enough people in the government with guns and badges and handcuffs and tasers. And pretty sure you could take this little old lady into custody. You could take a 10-year-old kid with four buffed up, steroid, junky, goddamn roid-raged cops to come in there. Slap the handcuffs on a 10, 12-year-old kids. Well, that's ridiculous. Can't handle the situation any better than that. You shouldn't be in the situation. I mean, my God. Look, I know there's some rowdy kids in some certain areas. But these stories aren't in those kinds of areas. That's the problem. What the answer is, well, it starts at home. Anyway, you slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it. It starts at home. You need a mindset, and you need a culture. Can't get the culture if you don't have the right mindset. Can't do anything without the right mindset. Your mindset right now should be no more. We need to allow people to be people. Not subjects, not game pieces, not little pawns. They can move around the board as they see fit. And if one stumbles and falls over, well, you just get another one. Oh, you're running out of them? Oh, no problem. All you got to do is open the border down there in Mexico, promise all these aliens coming over here illegally? No problem. Oh, you want to smuggle a whole bunch of children? Don't worry about it. We have our homeland security over here. So you Mexican drug cartels, don't worry about it. Just smuggle in the children over here. You bring them to us, and we will hand deliver them to their illegal alien parents. How come we don't have a hearing on that, Mr. Issa? Mr. Boehner? Congress, why do we not have a hearing on that? Well, it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. You're probably guilty of something involved in it, and you don't want anybody to find out. You're giving special favors to certain people so they don't tell certain things to certain people about you. That's the danger of lying. You tell one whopper, you're going to have to, oh, man, you're going to have to break out the barbecues because you're going to be cooking burgers for a long time. Lots and lots of whoppers. The whoppers will never stop. Then it gets too close, well, got to end it. Somebody's got to go. You watch House of Cards, you understand. I'm not saying that our politicians are, you know, killing the people by their, you know, by themselves. I'm not saying that. There are a lot of mysterious deaths surrounding government in all countries. So if you're one of those that thinks that the American people doesn't kill their own people and have never done that, you might want to wake up. Maybe they deserved it, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But if you are going to dance on an open fire, you do need to expect to get burned. You may be able to last for a while, but eventually something's going to catch a fire. And when it does, that fire will spread. So just be careful where you dance. That's the moral of the story. Anyway, I'd like to get back to this stupid ISA and Lerner. I don't know what these stupid quotes are here. I mean, the story changes every 2 seconds. So nothing is really up to date. We don't know what the hell she's going to do. So later in the day, Lerner's attorney, William W. Taylor, ooh, isn't that impressive? He's got a middle name there, W. I wonder if his friends call him WW in the office. Think so? Hey, good morning, WW. Well, good morning, Bob. Ain't it a lovely day? Shut up, idiot. So Lerner's attorney, oh, this guy's got to be, I mean, this guy's got to be crooked as they come. You know, he's handsomely paid, too. So William W. Taylor disputed ISIS's claim by saying his client would not testify. As of now, she intends to continue to assert her Fifth Amendment rights. I do not know why ISA said what he said. Well, because ISA doesn't know why he said what he said. He heard what he wanted and began foaming at the mouth. He's got to have those committee hearings. I mean, he's so anxious and just loves his little committee hearings, loves them. Okay, fine, but then what do we get out of them? Seriously, what do we get out of them? Well, we got... Exactly. Nothing. Zero. So why am I supposed to get myself all moist and sticky over this next one coming up? It's supposed to be Wednesday, I think. But she wants to delay it now. That's another one that came on. So she says, okay, well, fine, I'll show up, but I want to delay. Why do you need a delay? Delay for what? You don't think the White House has contacted you and gave you the talking points yet? I mean, is that why you need a week? They haven't figured out what to tell you, what to say yet? I wouldn't give her a week. My God, how long has she had? Why does she need another week? How long? I mean, the longer they delay, the more this woman can just use the, well, I don't recall. It was, you know, so long ago. Happened so long ago, I forgot. I don't know where my notes are. I put them somewhere. Maybe the dog ate them. No, 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 sweetheart. You, young lady, are here to do one thing and one thing only. You are here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Or, well, you see that steroid junkied up, roid rage, bald-headed, buffed up, creepy-looking dude in the back there. Well, see, he's going to pick you up. He's going to handcuff you, and he's going to throw you in a cell until you do. I know we can't be starting throwing people, everybody, in jail. I'm kind of exaggerating. But, look, if they can throw you or me in jail, why can't they get thrown in jail? That's the point I'm trying to make here. Because you're a cop and you got a badge means you can't go to jail? What? Because you're a government official and you commit heinous crimes against citizens and violate the Constitution from top to bottom and you can't go to jail? Huh? Lie before Congress? If I lied before Congress, I lied before a judge, I lied before this and did this and that, bop, 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 bop. My ass would be thrown in the can, and the key would be lost. They would just burn it. They would melt it down. That friggin' cage would never open up again. But now this woman is allowed to retire, full benefits, by the way, thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Joe Taxpayer. She goes out there and harasses the taxpayer. And those very people who were harassed, who were her victims, her prey, have to pay so this woman can keep her cozy little pension. That's not fair,
is it?
Well, yes, it is. It is fair. Don't you understand that Democrats, that whatever they do, they're doing for the right reasons? The reason why they attack the Tea Party is because the Tea Party is racist. They're haters. They're homophobes. They hate everybody and everything. They hate women. They just hate. So because we targeted those haters, we were actually being patriotic. We were job. We were keeping the Tea Party from speaking their mind and keeping them down so they don't pollute the country with their filth. Well, look, again, the First Amendment is not just for the government, not just for the law enforcement. It's for the citizens, which means we have to follow that as well. Now, do we like anything that the liberals say? No, of course not, because it's stupid. It's idiotic. It's arbitrary. It's baseless. It's mindless. It's senseless, ridiculous, absurd. But we can't stop them. They do have the right to spew their nonsense. The best way to put an end to somebody's nonsense is don't pay attention to it. That might be why MSNBC and CNN, well, they have some problems. I can't stomach the nightly news anymore. I don't know why Fox doesn't have a nightly news. They could get a real broadcaster up there, Brett and Brett, I always get them screwed up. I always thought that was kind of weird to name Brett for a guy. Is that short for Brittany? Is Brittany a male and female name? I know Lindsay is. There's a lot of names that you wouldn't think that would be both male and female. They are. Just find that kind of weird. Now, how the hell did we get here? I don't even know where the hell we are. Good God almighty. All right. Taylor, we were talking about Lois Lerner. See, this is what happens. You talk about a Democrat and immediately your brain just turns to mush. I mean, just thinking about a liberal makes you stupid. We have informed Mr. Taylor that Mrs. Lerner may make her request for a delay on Wednesday, which she appears for the hearing. So now she wants a delay. Is there anything in here? Congressional investigators are trying to determine who exactly gave the orders for IRS agents to target the groups. Well, God, House committee continues to investigate the IRS. But how long do you need to investigate? What are you doing? What investigating are you doing? Every 6 months you have a hearing? I think you should have some evidence by now, and if you don't, well, you're dropping the ball. Well, the government officials, you got to go through the proper channels. No, you're Congress. If you wanted to get the job done, you'd have the job done. are these people really protecting so long? Because there's far too many people in far too many positions that cannot afford to be tangled up into this little web, a la President Barack Hussein Obama. They're trying to determine whether this came from the president or not. Well, look, I'm sure the president knew what was going on. And when he did find out what was going on, why Lois Lerner did not lose her job, because the president could fire her, by the way. To me, now this is strictly me. I find that an admission of guilt. If you're not going to fire the attorney general for allowing the Mexican drug cartels to gobble up a whole bunch of weapons, the Mexican drug cartels, these are bad people. They kill people. Some of these cartels have quotas of people that you have to kill every day. They got to kill, I guess maybe it's one or two people a day. They got a quota. So they got people that just walk around and just start killing people. For what? Well, I don't know. Show that you're big and tough, I guess. I don't know. They're really, really, really badass people. They like killing people. So why would our government facilitate a weapons transfer, whether it's legal, they paid for it or not, it doesn't matter. Whether they bought it from a gun shop or not, it doesn't matter. Our government facilitated this, allowed this to happen. Why the Mexican government wasn't more upset, I don't know. Because most of the Mexican government is, well, Mexican cartel. There is, you think United States has corruption. We're not quite Mexican yet, but we're coming close. This is our responsibility. We can put an end to it, but we need to do it. And how do you do it? Well, you just do it. Yeah, but that means, yeah, that's what it means. It means that you just do it. All right, let's get off this stupid Lois Lerner. We don't know what the hell's going to happen. If she does come in, she's going to ask for a week. Why would he bring everybody there, get everybody all dressed up and ready to dance, and the band doesn't show up? And ISA knows the band isn't going to show up, but yet he brings everybody in. Come on in, the dance is about to start. Yeah, but where's the band? The band's not showing up. So what do we do? Well, I guess have some punch. I don't want to have any more of these stupid hearings and quotes and tweets. Any more sound bites on the news? Look, Nixon tried it and failed. He just asked, and he got impeachment hearings. This president goes ahead and does it. Now he's doubling down on it. He's still doing it. The IRS has not stopped. These people they're not stopping anything. And now the president wants to increase the NSA, wants to keep the numbers there longer. What is this man planning? Is this man planning a third election here? What are we dealing with here? And now he's making more threats to Putin? Putin is laughing right now at you, Mr. Obama. My Lord. Well, there's going to be costs. What costs? What an empty word. What an empty phrase that is. Well, if you don't pull out, there's going to be costs. What the hell does that mean? Kind of like that red line that you drew in Syria? Is that what you mean? It's going to be cost? We're going to go in there and bomb, and we're just going to go in and out and just bomb and be done, and nobody will even know we're there. Yeah. Stop embarrassing yourself. Stop embarrassing the nation. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder any gold nuggets. Oh, look at this. Look at this charm, man, right on top. Oh, this is beautiful. Just typical. I mean, does this president, does he take his job seriously? Did anybody see that stupid video he made with that dummy Joe Biden? Good God almighty. I mean, this is one of the first few times this man has ever been in the Oval Office, and this is what he produces? A stupid video? They're out there running, looking like little girls, old ladies is what they look like, running around in their suit and tie, and they come back in. That's just stupid. I mean, that's idiotic. I mean, it's embarrassing. Putin's out there taking off his shirt, you know, wrestling bears, biting heads off of sturgeon. And Obama, he's in his suit and tie and running around the Rose Garden with Joe Biden. They look like two little fairies, like, dancing. You know, where's the wings and magic wand? You know, that's what it should have been. He should have had his little pen. That's his magic wand. Of course, I think if you look, I think he did have a pen in his pocket, which goes to show he's authoritative. At any time, he can pull out that pen and sign an executive order. I'm sure he's probably got that phone in his pocket, too. I mean, that's embarrassing. So meanwhile, the Soviet Union, which I guess is what we're going to have to end up calling them again, that's where they want to go. So the Soviet Union is invading Ukraine, and Obama skips the national security team meeting. Of course, he doesn't need to be there. He's got Valerie Jarrett. He didn't need to be there when Benghazi was being attacked. We made it. We got through it. It's all right. President will be fine. Yeah, but what about the people that died? Well, you know, it's a rough area. Hey, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. It's a dangerous area. They knew the risks. Nothing I could do about it. It was that video guy, that filmmaker. That's the bastard that did it. I'm going to throw his ass in jail. That's kind of cowardly, don't you think, that a government would blame a stupid video that nobody saw on their incompetence or deliberateness? We don't know. See, because they're the most transparent administration in American political history. So we don't know what the answers are. We don't know if it was deliberate. But we do know that they got rid of all their security after the Red Cross and the British moved out. So if you're going to get rid of all your security, don't you think that maybe you should get rid of your, you know, your crew? Especially your ambassador? Hello? EPA officials obstructed probes through intimidation. No, I find that difficult to believe. No. The EPA? Those same nice fellas that swoop in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska, population 24, dressed in full body armor, machine guns and sidearms and taser guns and sticks and handcuffs and badges. Those nice people? Huh? No, they wouldn't obstruct probes. I mean, now even the EPA thinks that they're the frickin' executive branch. This is what tyranny brings. Tyranny brings tyranny. Freedom brings freedom. Look, happiness brings happiness, sadness brings sadness. It's just the way it is. It's contagious. Tyranny is contagious. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. So they don't have to be, they don't have to feel that they're tyrannized, because they can tyrannize others. Look at me. The more people you can tyrannize, the bigger and badder and better you are. Well, that defeats the whole point. Defeats the whole purpose, the whole foundation principles of the United States of America. But yet here it is, loud and proud. Johns Hopkins doctors removed baby's brain tumor that contained teeth. I did some reading on this. I didn't know that, but there's certain tumors that they can develop like organs. They got all the DNA. They can develop feet and fingers. Somehow it happens to get a tumor in there. I don't know what goes on. Hey, look. I didn't invent nature, man. I just know that it's wacky and weird and can do just about any damn thing it wants. So hopefully, I guess it's a little baby boy. If we got enough time today, we might get into that. Hopefully the little guy's doing good. Say a prayer for him. Hopefully he can tell his grandkids that he had a tumor full of teeth removed from his brain. Hopefully the little guy does all right. That's just weird. I just found that kind of weird. I didn't know you can get tumors that could grow teeth and fingers and different kinds of DNA. It's just weird. You know, I don't know how it does it. Just found that interesting. Obama to Israel. Time is running out. So now he's over here threatening Netanyahu. What the whole point of that is, that's President Obama saying, look, I'm trying to make deals with Iran and get them so they can have a nuclear weapon. Could you please stay the hell out of the way and stop obstructing me? Don't you know that I'm the king? Israel and the United States both are very vulnerable right now. We do stand a good chance they could do a double attack. What this president is doing, I can't for the life of me figure this out. I don't understand why he keeps putting American lives in jeopardy. And what do I mean by that? Well, look, anytime the country's in jeopardy, the American people are in jeopardy. Nope, no snow yet. I'm looking out the window here in the studio, and we got nothing. Storm is bogus. We probably won't get nothing. Who knows? I love it, though. I want to see snow. I got myself all prepared, too, man. I got my indoor food. I'm ready to go, man. Open up the windows here and just watch it snow. All right, let's get back down to business. D.C.'s green-approved buildings are using more energy than the non-green buildings. I thought that by going green, it would save energy and save money and save this and save the planet. But it looks like they're using more energy. Well, if we could only go back to using coal, well, that's going to be difficult since all the coal mines have been shut down. Not yet, but it's coming close. Top Christie Port Authority appointees devised a toll hike plan to bolster image of New Jersey and New York governors. How would that bolster your image by raising the tolls to cross your precious, stupid little bridges? which is ridiculous, by the way. There's no excuse to keep raising the tolls on those bridges. I'm sorry, but that is people milking money from that. So they can have their little pet projects, and they can do this, and they can do that. No, no, no. If there's a way, the citizens should just stop using those toll bridges and say, screw you. But you can't. So you got to continue bending over and taking another one for the team. I'm not a big Chris Christie fan. I don't find him. I don't think that he would make a good president. I don't think he's the guy. I don't know who the guy is yet. I know there's, you know, we got Romney, but is Romney really the guy? I don't know. I like him. I think he would, look, if Romney would have won, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. I can tell you that. How good the position would be, I don't know. But we wouldn't be where we are right now. I can tell you that much. McCain, well, we wouldn't be where we are. We'd be on the same latitude, just different longitude. Let me put it to you that way. McCain, sir, time to retire. You've devoted your life to the country admirably, except for the last, I don't know how many years, as senator. But it's time to hang it up. Time to go. All right, let's get going here. Obama skips the national security team meeting on Russian invasion of Ukraine. There are so many things going on in Ukraine. I mean, I find it almost kind of, I don't want to say similar, but it's got the same kind of recipe for the same kind of outcome. It's not the exact same recipe, but the ingredients may be different, but they still have the same outcome. Whether you're using baking powder or baking soda, both are a leavening agent. Well, that's what's going on. I see America exploding, and I'm trying to keep her from doing such. But when you look at the map and you see all the fires that are going on in the world, and it keeps moving farther and farther west, now we have kidnappers. We've always had kidnappers around the Arizona area, Mexicans kidnapping Mexicans. Now they're not going, now they're infiltrated there in Chicago and North Carolina, which means they could be in Podunk, Idaho. They could be in Chicken, Alaska. Tampa, Florida. New York City. St. Louis, Missouri. But we don't have any problems. We should just shut up and stop complaining. Isn't that right, Mr. Reed? We should just shut up and stop complaining that we've lost our doctors, we've lost our plans, we've lost our health care altogether, we've lost our jobs, we've lost our cars and our homes, our livelihoods. And we should just shut up and be grateful that the gracious king thought enough to take away what we already had. We should be grateful that he didn't take away more. Barack Obama's national security team met at the White House Saturday to discuss the deepening crisis in Ukraine, the deepening crisis. Deepening. Ooh, those are powerful words. Which now includes Soviet troops entering Crimea and occupying government buildings. Those in attendance were the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, which is Well, he's got the name defense secretary. None of these people really have the job. They've just got the title. This is pathetic. I don't think people realize just how dangerous this particular administration, this particular government that we have in power right now really is. This government that we have in power right now is very, very, very dangerous. They're dangerous because they're incompetent. They're putting the American people's lives at risk to not only, one, either protect their own ass or to protect their investments, their monetary investments, their political investments. Never whether it's going to cover the American people's ass. Never whether it's going to benefit the American people at all. What difference does that make? We're pawns on the board here, man. We can get new ones. It don't matter. We're the government, man. We're in charge. We can do what we want. Look, I got a pen here, okay? You see? And see this right over here? This is called a phone. Don't you know that I won an election? Twice? Doesn't that mean anything to you? I'm a king, damn it. I got a pen and I got a phone. So let's go play golf. So again, those in attendance were the spineless worm Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, make me puke, Director of National Intelligence James Crapper. I'm sick of all these people, idiots. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. I don't know what to think of this guy. And CIA Director John Brennan, which I don't even want to go into what I think about that guy. But these people aren't concerned with the American people. They're not concerned with America. They're concerned with themselves. They got themselves into a big, big mess. And now they're just playing damage control. Meanwhile, the American people continue to suffer. The unemployment rate does continue to rise. The real unemployment rate, the ones that the administration hands out to the media. Oh, look at this. Unemployment went down to 6.7. Yeah, it's because all these millions of people lost their unemployment insurance because it ran out. They don't have a job. Oh, the economy's improving. Really? For who? You? You seem to be doing okay there, Mr. Carney. Chili con Carney. I wonder how many times he got called that when he was a kid. Chili con Carney. He's another putz. What a wimp. These people are just, they're pathetic. They're embarrassing. Look, America, I mean, how could you not be embarrassed by these boobs that continue to get put back into office? We do this. We are the ones putting the boobs in office here. Those not in attendance were the king himself, Barack Insane Obama. But looks like here we've got a tweet. Oh, let's find out what this tweet is. White House reporter Zeke Miller tweeted. Oh, this is important. You know, you got a reporter tweeting. Well, that means that's breaking news. Breaking news. Shut up. So let's find out what Zeke Miller's little tweet. I'm so sick of these tweets. Who does this? I mean, do people really sit at home and they just sit there in front of the computer and just watch who's tweeting? And what are they tweeting? What they're doing now? Like, that's important? What are you doing now? Well, I'm watching what people are telling me that they're doing. Well, why don't you go out and do something? Well, I am. I'm watching people write and tell me what they're doing. Oh, all right. That's productive. All right. The tweet, Zeke Miller. Obama did not attend the meeting, but WH, which I'm pretty sure it stands for White House, but White House official says he has been briefed by Susan Rice and his national security team. He was briefed by Susan Rice. Was that before or after the FBI wrote up her talking points? Or did it, those talking points, were they written up by your administration? So did you write the talking points yourself, Mr. President, to give to Susan Rice so she can give them to you to make it look like it's official? Briefed by Susan Rice. How's that for a slice of irony pie? The same Susan Rice, the same exact one that went on there and spewed these lies about some videotape that nobody saw. I saw it. It was just a spoof. It was moderately entertaining. It was just a spoof. And all these people, wow, the quality was horrible. That's because they don't want the Muslims to attack them. Well, the Muslims didn't see it. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw it until after they blamed the video, or blamed the attack on it. It was just a spoof. That's all it was. It was meaningless. It was a know-nothing. But spoofs, you're not supposed to have the quality. So all these people talking, well, the quality was horrible. Well, yeah. One of my most favorite movies, The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You want to talk about poor quality? That was the point. All these people trying to act like they know what they're talking about. Shut up. The point is, she accepted the fact that she would go out there and take one for the team and lie to five Sunday morning puke shows. And then go on last week and have no trouble at all telling David Gregory, which he's just a, what a yutz. What she said was absolutely accurate. Yeah, that's all the best information that we had. Really? Well, the information that was the facts came out very early on. Nobody was blaming some video. The video had nothing to do with it. The American people knew the video had nothing to do with it. But you wanted to blame it on that to cover your own ass. And you accepted that, Ms. Rice. You accepted the fact that you were going to go out there and lie. Not once, but five. Five times. And you have, in quotations, no regrets. Those were her exact words. No regrets. Really, you don't regret lying to the American people and blaming a video that nobody saw on a terrorist attack that may or may not have been perpetrated by the United States government. We'd like to find out, but, well, you know, we've got that most transparent administration in political history, so we can't find out any information. We'd like to. But see, when you're a transparent administration, well, you can't give out such information. It's classified. What was classified? The fact that you didn't give a damn and you went upstairs to eat with Michelle and left Valerie Jarrett in charge, or left Hillary Clinton in charge, which is blatantly obvious. This woman has no qualifications for any kind of leadership whatsoever. What has she done? What has Hillary Clinton accomplished? Anything? Well, she's given a couple of speeches. Yeah, with empty words. Anybody can give a speech that somebody else writes and you say absolutely nothing. Oh, women's rights. I'm for women's rights. Oh, look, did you hear that? She says she's for women's rights. Oh, my God, I'm in love. She's so powerful, so strong, so courageous, so intelligent. Just lost my breakfast. This is a quintessential, let's try that again, quintessential. This is what happens when you have a broken left-handed tongue. They got to put these words in here. They mix up the consonants and the vowels. They screw them all up and get them in there. They think it's funny that people are trying to pronounce this crap. Quintessential. There, I spit it out. I just wish words would just be easy. And then you go into Europe, you ever seen some of these towns? I mean, the names are like, I mean, my God. You have to stop and take a nap in between just to get through the friggin' name. There's no excuse for names that long. I mean, that's wrong. Anyway, getting back to the story here, this is a quintessential example of why Obama is often ridiculed over foreign policy. Really? Well, those are important words. God almighty, these people who write this crap. They never say anything. They just write, and this is supposed to be, I mean, these are professionals. First of all, Obama does not have a foreign policy. He has a foreign fallacy. There is no foreign policy in the Obama administration. What? Getting a wedgie and a bitch slap from Putin? Because he crossed his red line? Don't give me that red line crap, and he's out there, there's going to be costs. What costs? Are you going to tax him? Is that what you're going to do with that pen? You're going to write an executive order that the United States is going to tax Russia because they invaded Ukraine? What are you going to do? What do you mean there's going to be costs, Mr. Obama? Mr. Putin is laughing. He's not sending his troops out of there until he wants to send his troops out of there. The White House calendar showed he had no scheduled events on Saturday. Of course he didn't. Even Joe Biden joined the meeting via teleconference. Well, Joe Biden, as long as you got Joe there, things will be running smooth. Oh, my God. I wonder if Joe ran to the meeting. Maybe that's why he was at teleconference. He was out jogging. And he had a little teleconference on his wrist. Got the little TV on his wrist. Yet, the leader of the free world, we're not a free world anymore. This is not the, he's not the leader of the free world. We're not the free world anymore. We used to be. I'd like to be. It'd be nice if we could go back. Leader of the free world. Who wrote this stupid article? He's an idiot. But the leader of the free world couldn't find time to attend his own national security team meeting on the quickly deteriorating. God damn, am I surprised I got that one out. I can never say that word. The quickly deteriorating events in Ukraine, relying instead on being briefed. Oh, I was briefed by Susan Rice. What does that mean, I was briefed? Well, what did they say? Well, you should have been there, Mr. President. You see, you know, Putin has got all of his troops down there in Ukraine, and, well, things are getting real ugly real quick. Well, we got Valerie. She can handle it. Thank God for Valerie Jarrett. I wouldn't know what to do. And plus, Joe was there. I mean, as long as Joe shows up, whether he's on teleconference or not, as long as he's there, he's in charge. Imagine if Reagan would do that. Do you think Reagan would ever have done something like that? I mean, look, Russia invades Ukraine. Do you think maybe most presidents would at least, be briefed by the security team themselves and not by Susan Rice? I wonder if that was a face-to-face meeting or if that was over the phone. Thank God for Obama's phone. He can just call up Susan Rice at any given time, 3 o'clock in the morning, and find out what the hell happened. Where was the president Saturday? I don't see it anywhere. You'd think he would show up. He didn't have any other scheduled events. Where was he? The article doesn't say. Did they ask? Of course, they're not going to ask those kinds of probing questions because then they won't get another interview. But where was the president? Doesn't say. We don't know. Was he golfing? He likes to golf, you know. He likes to shoot hoops, too, with, DJ? What the hell's his name? Jay-Z, whatever, and Beyonce? DJ, Jay-Z? I can't keep up with all these stupid letter names. I can't keep up with all that, any of that pop music. I never liked pop music when I was a kid. I mean, these songs, they go in and out. You know, the songs are only good for like a week. Then some other little snot-nosed brat comes up and sings some other stupid little ditty that sounds just the same as the other one, but just a couple of different words. And the teenagers get themselves all moist and sticky over it. Download it. Put it in their iPods and walk around all damn day listening to it, not paying attention to where they're walking and bumping into things, cars and buses and posts. Kids are always walking around there. Everybody's got to be looking at their stupid phone. How about looking where the hell you're walking? Pay attention. Open up your eyes. This is why this country's in the position we're in today, because nobody wanted to pay attention to wherever the hell we were walking. Everybody was paying attention to something else. Never except for where we were going. And I'm included. I didn't think I was going to have to pay this kind of attention. See, when I studied all through school, we have a constitution. I got it in my hands right here. Government hasn't gotten to this copy yet. They're going to have to pull this from my cold, dead hands. No, these bastards, they just might. But I grew up, hey, we got a constitution. The government follows it. The people follow it. The law enforcement, everybody follows it. And if they don't, well, we go to court, and that person who didn't follow it gets in trouble. And if you're a citizen, well, you get off. You might even get a couple of bucks in the deal if you got a good enough lawyer. But the point is, I shouldn't have to pay attention to my government. I've got a constitution. The government follows this constitution. So why should I have to oversee these people? Because this is not their government. This is our government. We are the employers. So if you're not going to manage your employees, then you're going to have the audacity to complain and bitch and piss and moan about your employees aren't doing their job. Well, they're not doing their job because you aren't doing your job. Well, this is our job. We haven't been doing our job, so it's okay. We just need to accept the fact that we didn't do our job, and now we are. So we're going to go into the voting booth. We're going to vote the ones that didn't do their job out. We're going to put new blood in. We're going to vote responsibly. Nancy Pelosi, she's got to go. People in San Francisco, come on. Think. People, come on. You got to stop with the stupidity already. The woman's a basket case. She has no business whatsoever being in Congress anymore. She's done. You people need to start using your heads. This is what you want? Fine. But keep it away from us. We don't want it. We don't want your new ways, your progressive ways. We've seen how progressivism is. Let's see. 91.5 million people out of work. Nobody has health insurance anymore. We did have 50 million that didn't. So now we took people that didn't have health insurance and got rid of that. See, that's what they call equality. So if you got a group of people over here that don't have, and the people that do have, all you do is you take all the people that do have, you take all that away, and you just keep moving it on down the line until everybody's 100% completely equal. And if it means you're going to have to take everything away and not give anything to the poor, just to make everybody poor, well, then that's fine. See, because the more poor people you have, the more control you have over them. And that's what they want. They want that control. They want that power. They can go out and they can tell you, oh, we're going to fight for you. Really? You've been telling me that for my entire life and I'm still down here. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? Well, it's not up to them to do anything. It's up to you. You want to get out of the rut? You got to get yourself out of the rut. You're going to believe a politician's going to get you out of that rut? Really? How many people has he pulled out of the ditch? Huh? He's kept you in that ditch for how many years now? Well, he's never going to pull you out. You want to get out, you got to pull out. You pull yourself out. I know it sucks, but you can do it. Those politicians they're not helping you. They're telling you that they're helping you so you can continue voting for them. But they don't want you to rise up. You rise up, they lose the next election. That's what they don't want. It's all about power, all about control. So let's find out what the hell's going on here with this EPA. I mean, this EPA, I mean, these people are just, I mean, they are out of friggin' control. My God, I mean, look, John Boehner, we knew that Nancy Pelosi didn't care that she was losing her job because she doesn't know her job. She's an idiot. But you now, Speaker of the House, you've been Speaker of the House for what, 3 years now? You, sir, Mr. Boehner, going to sit here and tell us that you have not violated one conservative principle. Why are you allowing this government to take away your job, Congress? You, Mr. Speaker, you do have the right to get to move this ball. But if you're going to take the ball and sit on the bench and won't let anybody else have it, this country's never going to score a touchdown. Look, you don't have enough in you, Mrs. Boehner. Get the hell out of the war. We don't need people like you anymore. This is your job. You are Congress. And you are going to allow the executive branch just to take away your job? I know you might have more time to smoke another pack of cigarettes and get another tan and have another good cry or two. Pathetic when you, Mrs. Boehner, are refusing to fight the executive branch for taking away your job. That's not representing the American people. You are not acting like a Speaker of the House, not a responsible Speaker of the House. Let's put it to you that way. But why you are allowing the EPA? You, Speaker of the House, you can object to this stuff. You can put an end to some of this stuff. You can fight this stuff. Does that mean you're going to have to fight a lot of fights at once? Yeah, that's what it means. It means you are going to have all hands on deck. Everybody is going to fight. We need an all-out blitz. There are literally countless fights, so we need to fight them all. Can we? Yeah. Will we? Can it be done? Yes, it can. Well, how do you do it? Well, you just do it. But what does that mean? I mean, well, that means you do it. That means you get off the couch, you put down the bags of Cheetos, and you turn off that stupid Kim Kardashian show, and you do it. You fight. That's how you do it. Every single fight. And there's lots of them. When we're done with this fight, we just grab another one. Boom. Fight. You keep going until all the fights have been fought. That's how you win the war, Mrs. Boehner. Idiot. Let's find out what the hell's going on here now. The stupid EPA. My God. The chief watchdog. Oh, right there, watchdogs. These watchdogs. Yeah, they watch whatever they're paid to watch. The chief watchdog overseeing the Environmental Protection Agency. I'd love to be that watchdog. Oh, man. You want to talk about writing up a report of violations? I don't think there's enough trees on planet Earth that we could turn into paper where I could fit all the violations of the EPA. Anyway, the chief watchdog overseeing the Environmental Protection Agency. And what are they protecting? Every year, the environment keeps getting worse. So the EPA keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But every year, the environment keeps getting worse. So what are you doing as the EPA? Oh, they're closing down the coal mines. They're closing down the oil industry. They're getting rid of light bulbs and making us buy toxic, baby-killing, mercury-laden light bulbs, which is supposed to be better for the environment. How mercury poisoning is better for the environment, I don't understand that one. But I don't have a piece of paper with my name on it. I don't have a little badge on my chest. The chief watchdog overseeing the EPA is accusing agency officials of obstruction. You idiot. Can't speak. Goddamn talk show host can't speak. That's ridiculous. A stupid talk show host that can't speak. Now go figure that one out. Maybe I didn't have enough grog. Maybe that's what it is. This is actually some pretty good grog today, too. Maybe I need to break out the rum. Maybe that's what I need. Good God. Talking about liberals makes you stupid, and you can't speak. Your brain turns to mush. And we still haven't gotten any snow yet. God, I hate when they do this crap. They get you all wet and sticky and moist and gooey. We're going to get snow. It's going to be a beautiful day and then nothing. Well, the tide's going to be sunshine and, oh, yeah, plan those picnics. Oh, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to go down to the beach and you get nothing but friggin' rain. Well, that's called just life. Some days the sun shines and some days it don't. It all depends on how you make of the day. Through this first sentence, let's try this again. Take 9,423,000,000. The chief watchdog overseeing the EPA is accusing agency officials of obstructing. I did it again. You idiot. Obstructing investigations by refusing to cooperate. Of course they're going to refuse to cooperate. They're the EPA. Using bully tactics to silence lower-level workers and, in one instance, threatening an agent. Well, look, if they're going to swoop in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska, with full body armor, machine guns, sidearms, tasers, nightsticks, just to test the water of these gold miners up there, This is nothing. And yet Mrs. Boehner sits on the sidelines and won't fight this stuff. Why do we not have a hearing on this? My God. I mean, I know we're having another hearing here in a couple of days on the IRS, but we need to start having some hearings on the EPA. How come we've got nobody on that? Don't these hearings have to come through the Speaker of the House? I mean, doesn't he have to okay them? How come, Mr. Boehner, you don't have any hearings on the EPA? Hmm? You didn't know what they were doing in Chicken, Alaska? Oh, that's right, because there's so many people that are, you know, so violent up there. And when they see an EPA to test the water, they like to shoot them. Yeah, that happens. The EPA Inspector General. I'm already puking. Inspector General. These inspectors, they've already been pre-told to inspect. The report is more than likely already being written by a staff that's already been pre-set up. So once the administration finishes their talking points and they give them to the Inspector General, the Inspector General then goes before one of Darrell Issa's stupid little committee hearings, pukes out what he's told to puke out and asking or acting all cooperative. And Darrell Issa is then once again confused. I don't want any more hearings. I don't want any more tweets. I don't want any more quotes. I want action. And why is there not anything going on with this EPA? Why has not the Congress put an end to this overreach of what's going on in the government? I mean, not just the administration, but every government agency is now taking and stretching and overreaching as much as they can. I mean, the American people are being pulled in every friggin' direction by every friggin' agency. And yet we have a Congress who could do something, but are they? No. They must be a part of it. Mr. Boehner, are you a part of it? The ATF, you got the EPA, you've got every damn agency, and there's so many agencies, you can't keep up with them all. Taking more and more and more power. Well, no, you don't. That's not the power that you don't get to take that power. That power is ours, not yours. We're not giving it to you. You can't have it. You're not responsible enough to use it properly. Look what you've done with what you have already, and now you want more? But EPA Inspector General Arthur Elkins Jr., made the allegations in a letter sent this week to Senator David Vitter. The senator earlier questioned both the objectivity of the IG office and whether the EPA officials had interfered with investigations. No, they wouldn't do that. They're the EPA. Come on. Only the Republicans do that. Remember Watergate? Watergate. First of all, the most of Watergate was just whack. But Nixon did a couple of stupid things. He overreacted and got rid of some tapes. Probably had some crap on there they didn't want people to hear. Nevertheless, that's over with. We don't need to live in the past. We need to live in the now. And what is going on now, we cannot live with any longer. Specifically asking about the case of John Beall. You remember him. Former high-ranking official who was sentenced in December to 32 months in prison for bilking the taxpayers on nearly $1 million while pretending to be a CIA agent. A CIA agent who's working, well, I guess, moonlighting with the EPA. Now, why would that be? Doesn't even make any sense. But yet the EPA officials, well, they bought it. They believed it. Until finally somebody didn't. So the IG's office formally exposed the Beal fraud last year. Well, they're on top of things, aren't they? Boy, I tell you. But revealed to Vitter that in this and other cases, its agents ran into resistance and even intimidation from the EPA ranks. Of course they will. They're the EPA, don't you know? Every one of these agencies has far too much power. Why do we allow this? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Why do you allow this? Do you? Do you allow it? You think it's okay? You're fine with it? No problem whatsoever. 12 months, there have been several EPA officials who have taken action to prevent the Office of Investigations. Oh. That's a fraud right there if you want to get any of these investigations. You don't know who's working on whose side. Everybody's a double agent. Everybody's working for the highest bidder. So they might start out with this person over here in this investigation, and in the middle of the investigation get bought out by somebody else who's paying him more. So he's collecting double pay and doing double duty and screwing everybody. I mean, this is just nonstop. I mean, it's beyond. I mean, there's incompetence. But this isn't, it's incompetent, yeah, but this is more, this stuff is more deliberate. The IRS, that was deliberate. Fast and Furious, deliberate. Benghazi, I hate to say it, but my suspicions are Benghazi was deliberate. I would love the fact to say that it wasn't. But why would we get rid of all of our security after the British and the Red Cross moved out? Why were we doing weapons deals with the Syrian rebels? Why was our ambassador in Libya? Where was our security? Why did we not send help? When Americans are being attacked, we send help immediately. We don't wait 2 weeks to send in the FBI to have a look-see, pillaged and plundered. CNN was over there. They got evidence. But where was the United States? Well, we know where the president was. He was upstairs eating dinner with Michelle. I'm sure it was a delicious tofu sandwich topped with bean sprouts, maybe some carrots, and he went on a jog with the vice president, still in their suit and ties, except for their jackets, of course. They look, you know. We do know that he went to sleep because he had a busy day in Las Vegas the next morning. He's got to fundraise. He's running for president. He needs that money. Why was a stand-down order given? Not once, but twice. And you're going to sit here with all this evidence. You're going to sit here and tell me that Benghazi was not deliberate. How? Where's the evidence that points that it's not deliberate? I'm just giving you all the evidence that points that it is. Where is the evidence that it points that it is not? Well, we don't have it. Why? Well, because it probably, more than likely, doesn't exist. But we'll get another hearing on it. Really? Benghazi was a long time ago now. Now it's true. Now it is. It's a long time ago. We should have had much more clarity on what went on there. A long time ago. But they're going to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait until after his term is over, and then somebody's going to write a book. Meanwhile, these people continue to get away with literally murder. And you've never violated one conservative principle, Mr. Boehner. Well, you are now. And you have been for quite a while. Since before you were Speaker of the House. Past 12 months, there have been several EPA officials who have been taken action. Who have obstructed investigations through intimidation. We don't have a hearing on this. In the Beal probe, Elkins confirmed that a staff attorney refused to be interviewed on a related audit. Ooh, a staff member. Blah, 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 blah. We already know this story. We don't need to go back. Why are they even talking about this? Oh, my God. This goes on and on and on and on and on. Look. The bottom line is this. They're going to stall, 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 obstruct, 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 obstruct. Hillary Clinton is a master at that. Do we really want that woman as our president? Who do we really want as our president? That's what we need to decide. And I think that's why Barack Obama became president, because people really didn't know what they wanted. They just bought into the rainbows and unicorns and the peace and the hope and change and all the just crap. Thinking just because you have a president in office that all these magical things are going to happen. Obama thought that they were going to happen, but when he realized that he'd have to actually go against another branch of government, well, he didn't like that. So he reached in his drawer there at the desk. It was one of his only first times that he's ever been in the Oval Office. Probably got lost several times trying to find his way there. But he opened it up, and there's his pin there. So that's his pin. He took it. That's his magical presidential pin. And he was given a top secret, I'm sure it's, you know, very secure phone. He can call up Beyonce in the middle of the night. Talk about her latest hit. He can talk hoops with Jay-Z. But when our embassy is on fire and our people are burning, he goes to sleep because he's got an early day. He's got a big fundraiser to attend to in Las Vegas. It's a long plane ride. You know, you get jet lag, it's tiring, and I need all the energy I need, man, all the energy I can muster. And plus, Michelle doesn't like it when I show up for dinner late. Yeah, I'm sure she slaved over a hot stove cooking that meal for you, too. Yeah. Please. All right, what the hell else have we got in here? I don't want to go into this other story here because it's too long and we don't have enough time. We will never get into it, so we're going to have to cover it tomorrow. It's probably going to change anyway. About the little meeting Obama to Israel. He's out there threatening Israel now that because he wants Israel just to be friends with Palestine or the Palestinians. How many more times have both sides, I mean, they're not really both sides, but I mean, Israelis have given in, and they're not going to win. It's unfortunate, but that, it just seems no end in sight. Somebody, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is with Israel and the Middle East. I mean, you can't just cut Israel off the map there and move her farther west. You can't just do that. But if Obama's going in the way he's going, making goddamn sure that the Iranians get themselves a big old fat nuclear weapon if they don't already have one. Obama's not getting in the way of Middle East attacking Israel. He's not protecting Israel at all. He's threatening Israel. You'd be friends with Palestinians. Why? Because you said it? Oh, you're the king. I forgot. Who am I? So we'll get into that tomorrow. There's a lot to cover. But there's going to be more of it anyway. I guess the meeting is... I think it's today they're supposed to meet today. Yeah, I guess it's today. Or tomorrow. Who knows? Conservatives frustrated by GOP's compromises. Yeah. And lack of leadership. What leadership? Pete King? John Boehner? John McCain? McConnell? Lack of leadership. There isn't any. The guys that could lead are sitting on the sidelines. Prominent Republicans see no evidence that their party's electoral successes have advanced the cause of limited government and moral governance. Well, we haven't had that in many years. The problem is the Republicans are just as guilty of spending and overspending as the Democrats. We as the American people can no longer tolerate these empty promises from these people. And that's because we ourselves don't understand that we actually have the power. The government's going to do what we allow them to do. If we allow them to get away with whatever they want to get away with, they're going to get away with more, and they're going to continue to even do more. If we want a responsible government, we have to be responsible first. I know it sucks. I know those Kardashian sisters, they're hard to turn that television off, man. I'm telling you. And those Cheetos, oh, man, I mean, I know. You have just one and you got to eat the whole bag. I know. And that couch is so comfortable. You've been sitting in it so long, it's perfectly designed for just your body. But you're going to have to give up some of this stuff. If you want to continue to have what freedom you have left, you want to get back some of the freedom that you lost because you were too busy watching Kim Kardashian, but you didn't notice it, well, then you got to go to work. And it's okay. You know what? It doesn't hurt. Believe it or not, you don't bleed. There's no pus that oozes from your pores. Your bones don't break. There is no pain involved at all. Satisfaction. That's what you get. Knowing you did something responsible. How these people in San Francisco go into the voting booth, vote for Nancy Pelosi, walk out feeling good about themselves, and then tell their neighbors and their friends and their coworkers, "Oh, I voted for Nancy Pelosi. I'm so proud. Oh, it's so wonderful." You are the people that are dangerous, the voters. Look, I'm sorry, but I don't care what you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. I don't care what your stupid party is. I care what you vote for, what you're bringing up for a vote. All these pieces of legislation, not one of them, not one, are in the mind of the American people. They're in the mind of the politician. Well, how does the Democratic Party look? How do we look? How about the American people? How do they look? $2 Today, our party's leaders act like thermometers measuring the temperature of the electorate. We need to be thermostats and set the temperature, said Mr. Rob McAvoy, or McCoy. I wonder if he's the real McCoy. I wonder if he's part of that Hatfield-McCoy clan. He could be. Rob McCoy, he's the pastor of the Cavalry Chapel, just a few minutes' drive from the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. For Republicans like Mr. McCoy, who is running for a state assembly seat, the National Party has racked up decades of compromises that have led to relentless government expansion, ever-increasing spending growth, continually mounting national debt, and growing intrusiveness into the private lives of Americans. That's a nice word that you use there, intrusiveness. I think it's a little deeper than intrusiveness. But yes, Mr. McCoy is right. And this, Mr. Boehner, is why people are upset. This is why they criticized you. This is why you're fired. Because you people are not doing your job. The American people are not asking very much. The Tea Party is not asking for very much. Look, if you have to ask that your government be fiscally responsible, then not to just blow and waste your money, not their money, that's your money. If the government can't follow the Constitution, if the government is overreaching and stretching its power when it doesn't have it, forcing you to use a toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulb. They are forcing you to give up your doctor and give up your plan, give up your job, give up your home, give up your car, and go live in a government-mandated, government-built ghetto, Agenda 21. Yeah, that Agenda 21 is real. It's right here in Long Island, just a couple of towns away from me. Not very long of a drive. You can get there, what, 10 minutes? What happens in Long Island happens in Podunk, Idaho. It just takes a while to get there. But Agenda 21 is real. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube, just type in Agenda 21. You will see countless videos. You start watching them. You start studying. You start learning. You will be seeing your future. If this is the future that you want, this Agenda 21, this Common Core, if this is what you want, well, then get back on the couch. Open up another bag of Cheetos and turn on the Kim Kardashian show, because that's all you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. That's not a joke. This is scary stuff. This Agenda 21 is scary, scary, scary. This is complete and total control. And you're going to sit here and tell me, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, that Nazism could never happen in America? Well, I remember Nazism. They put a whole bunch of people in their little ghettos. I'm not saying that they're going to take these people in these government-built ghettos and force people in there, that they're going to eventually just put them on a train and take them into a gas chamber. But the fact that they're putting them into a ghetto that was built and mandated and controlled by the government, yeah, that's Nazism. Nazism is tyranny, Mr. O'Reilly. There's a little more to Nazism than just wearing brown shirts and lightning bolts on your collars and throwing Jews in ovens. There's a little more to that. Nazism has been tried and failed thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and it is continually, as we speak. Nazism is tyranny, Mr. O'Reilly. You know, I mean, maybe if you were not so shallow-minded, maybe if you, well, stop once in a while talking so you could pay attention and listen to what people are telling you rather than just formulate in your mind what your response is going to be, Maybe you might have picked up on that. But see, he only hears, he only hears the word Nazi. And if you say the word Nazi, everybody starts wigging out. It's okay to speak words, man. They're sounds. Relax. Nazism is tyranny. Nazi stands for National Socialist Party, I might add, by the way. Just in case there's a couple of you idiots out there that don't understand it. Mr. Bill O'Reilly. But of course, it's not just the conservatives. It's not just the GOP. This is America that is upset with this government. There's a lot of people that vote Democrat. They don't understand what they're really upset about, but they do know the truth. They do know that this government is spending more money. They do know things are happening that they really don't like. But see, the television has told them for so many years that Republicans are racist and haters. They're horrible creatures. They just want to rob you. They're the only ones who want to have anything. Meanwhile, we're out here trying to fight for everybody. The Tea Party is for everybody, not just the gray-haired, rich, white guys that don't make up the Tea Party, by the way. The Tea Party is for everybody. You only need one thing. There's only one requirement, that you be an American citizen. That's it. That's it. You're done. You're in. Once you're an American citizen, boom, you're in. That's it. Done. There's no special groups. There's only one group, the American group. If we're going to be united, then we need to act united. Well, how can you act united if you're not going to be united? Exactly. Of course we're upset. This isn't just Republicans upset. This is everybody. America's upset. We know what's happening. We know this Obamacare is a complete and utter failure. Even those that don't want to admit it on TV, please, you're not that stupid. This isn't going to work. We need to repeal it. Mr. King, October was the perfect time to fight. What Mr. Cruz did was actually do his job. And you're going to call this man a fraud for doing his job. Well, then what do we call you, Mr. King, for not doing your job? For going ahead and voting for cloture so that the Democrats can pass a bill so you can vote against it to say, I told you so, once it fails. Of course. That's not being a fraud, Mr. King. Really? What exactly is a fraud, then? You're voting for a bill so you can vote against it just so you can say, I told you so, after the American people just get screwed. But yet you can come out and say that you were behind the American people and you voted against the bill. And I told you so, you Democrats. Now vote for me again. And you're going to tell me, Mr. King, that that is not fraudulent? You, sir, are the fraud. Mr. Cruz is not a fraud for doing his job, doing what his constituents, the very people that voted for him, he's doing what they want him to do. Now, that's not fraudulent. You may not agree with what he's doing, but you can't call the man fraudulent for doing exactly what the people that voted for him to do, do! How do you get... I don't understand it. You get hired to do a job, so you go ahead and you do the job, but your coworkers are upset with you because you did your job. Don't you know you're in Congress? You're not supposed to do anything. No, come on. Look, that's only for the movies, all right? No, we're in Congress now. We don't work for the American people. We work for us. Don't you know that? Idiot. All right, we are running dangerously close to running out of time. We're going to turn this ship around and head back into port. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.